The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. So now here we are on Christmas Eve, and hopefully all the rush is finished now and you're nice and relaxed. And if you're not, well, I feel sorry for you. And all, you know, all the preparations and all the nativity plays have taken place and so on, and we're really now nice and looking forward to tomorrow. I might have taught you before, but maybe it's worth repeating, a little nativity play in school. Children can be so interesting and so funny at times. And so little Claire and Olivia, 2 5-year-olds, are. Claire is playing the part of Mary, and Olivia is an angel. And there's a little fella going around saying to all the other children who are in the little nativity play, "I'm a sheep, what are you?" And they tell him the part they are playing. And eventually he comes and to Olivia and he says, "I'm a sheep, what are you?" And she says, "I'm an angel." And then eventually he comes to Claire and he says, and what are you? And she says, I'm Mary. Now he suddenly realizes he's in the presence of somebody playing a major role in the nativity play. So with all the poise of a five-year-old, he says to Claire, you know, he said, it's not easy being a sheep. And Claire looked at him and said, let me tell you, it's much harder being a virgin. Well, there you go. Now, way back towards the end of the 19th century, there was a famous realist portrait painter in France by the name of James Tissot, same name as, I think, called same name as make of a watch, Tissot. And he made his reputation painting the high society, women in Paris, and the wealthy. And then one day he was doing some research for a new painting that he had in his mind, or portrait, and he went into a church and he looked at the paintings in the church, and he had a total transformation of life. And from then on, he painted nothing, only scenes from the Bible. And one of his most famous paintings is The Life of Christ. But he also did a painting of Joseph, who we're told about in the Gospel today. And he called that painting The Anxiety of Joseph. The Anxiety of Joseph. So as we come to the Christmas scene and what we read in the scriptures, a couple of things. You've got to read between the lines. And I feel that we have very much over-sentimentalized the whole, you know, story of Christmas, and we have Jesus as a little baby. And for a lot of people, he's never grown up. It's like the little girl that her grandma used to take her every year to see the crib in the local church. And after the second year, she said to her grandma, Grandma, he's the same size as he was last year. When is Jesus going to grow up? And I think we've got to look at it from that point of view. And also in the Gospels, like Luke's Gospel is one of the synoptic Gospels. That means a very brief account, just a synopsis. So we got to read between the lines. And the painting, it is a beautiful painting, and it is of Joseph in his carpenter shop. And he's leaning on the bench like this with his head in his hands. And around him are bits of wood and timber and his tools and, you know, planks and so on. And then outside, there's a little window, and you can hear people outside on the street in Nazareth passing by. And so here is poor Joseph pondering and thinking, how did I get into this? And it might have been, could have been the night before the angel appeared to him in a dream, or maybe when he heard that Mary was pregnant. Now we pick out the word betrothed and substitute the word engage. That would have been an arrangement for the families for quite some time. So Joseph would still be a pretty young man in his teens, as Mary was. And so this Mary, this woman, was engaged to Joseph. And then he finds out and is told that she's pregnant. What a shock that was to Joseph. That this woman, whom he loved and trusted, had now had relations with somebody else. I wanted to think along these lines. And there's Joseph, worried, perplexed. And then the angel, if it was the morning after the angel appeared to him in a dream, then he'd probably be even more perplexed. When the angel said, oh, don't worry, it's okay. She conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, no, just put yourself in that position, how you would feel. He was, and that's what I'm trying to do, bring the gospel in to where we are today. And so he's a young man, and there he is pondering. He's about to become a father. He has a little business going in Nazareth. He's worried now about, how am I going to cope now with a wife and a son? And I got to pay my taxes. That's a very topical subject today. Very topical. To give to Caesar. And so he's wondering how he's going to cope with all this. And then here's the interesting part. Mary, from Joseph's point of view, has committed adultery because she was promised engaged to Joseph. So now he dearly loved Mary. But now, by taking her on as his wife, he had to break the law. Joseph had to break the law. Now we're getting into the nuts and bolts of the Christmas story. And how did we in the church become so legalistic? How did we become so legalistic? That we have laws and rules and so on. So Joseph based his decision on love. He loved Mary, so he's going to protect her. And he took her, we're told, for his wife. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful person we have in Joseph. And he kind of gets pushed into the background. Do you know the other interesting thing about Joseph? He never speaks a word in the Bible. He never speaks a word in the Bible. Maybe many of you who are married can identify with that. He never speaks a word in the Bible. And yet, we can identify so much with Joseph. How often you or I have said, how did I end up like this? What is happening in my life? How am I going to cope with this? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then the angel to Mary and to Joseph says something that's said more often in the Bible than any other thing. And those words are, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And most of us ignore that. So many people today live in fear. Fear. There's no trust in God. And there's the angel on behalf of God. And Jesus himself said that more often than anything else in the Gospels. Do not be afraid. And when are we going to listen? When are we going to listen to him? That's one of the major lessons of Christmas. Do not be afraid. And most of us live in fear. We're fearful people. We're worried about the future. We never enjoy the present. So many people are like that. We have a major problem, not just here in this country, but all over the world, of depression, anxiety, panic. And yet Jesus is saying to us, do not be afraid. Trust in me. And that's, we come back to Joseph. He made a wonderful act of trust, of faith. He risked his own reputation, but he wanted to save Mary. And he took her to his wife, for his wife. And he trusted in the Lord, not knowing how he was going to cope with the next day. That's something that we miss at Christmas, and that's something I want you to think about. And there's a lovely lesson for all of us here this morning in the gospel and in the whole story leading up to the incarnation or to the birth of Jesus, which tomorrow we will be celebrating.